Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, you're listening to Gamer Girls Radio, and it is time for the news. And normally this would be lunchtime with Ginger and Corey. However, Corey is a bit under the weather, so she has taken the day off, and I'm Snow White filling in for her, and I will do my best to behave today for her.
No. I was looking forward to getting in trouble. I don't want you to behave.
Why is it always when I'm on the show we get in trouble?
Because that's when we have the most fun. Love you, Corey.
And if you'll notice, we did play the Legend of Zelda theme because Corey has a thing for Link. So that was in honor of Corey to help her day get better because you know she's listening.
Yes.
You know she's listening. So, Corey, that was for you, girl. We got your...
Bless you, Corey.
Anyway, did you want to start out or me, Missy?
Either way, I can let you start out if you'd like.
All right.
Well, you know what?
What?
I've already got it. Since you started out with that music, I'll go ahead and start.
You go ahead.
I'm going to steal this one before you can do it. All right, so The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword Bundle highlights a golden autumn for Nintendo games. All right, Corey, I know you're listening. But no, Link's your man. I'm going to steal him, by the way. No, I'm not. Don't cut me. The Legend of Zelda Skyward... You know she would. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword bundle highlights a golden... You know what? They're repeating themselves. Okay, so leaves won't be the only things turning gold this fall as Nintendo prepares to launch a lineup of games for its Wii, Nintendo 3DS, and Nintendo DS game systems. At a recent meeting of GameStop retail store managers from across the United States, Nintendo of America's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Scott Moffitt, revealed new details, about upcoming releases for several fan-favorite franchises. A special limited edition, the Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword bundle containing the game and a gold Wii remote, plus controller, will be available when the game launches on November 20th. Also for The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, every copy in the initial production of the game will come packaged with a special music CD featuring orchestral arrangements of select songs that will be performed at The Legend of Zelda 25th Anniversary Symphony Concert. That's kind of cool. Nintendo will launch the upcoming Tetris Axis game for Nintendo 3DS systems on October 2nd. And the Professor Layton and Late September game for the Nintendo DS family systems will launch October 17th.
That's awesome.
All right, so Moffitt goes on to say, Nintendo has something for you this fall, no matter what type of gamer you are, no matter what Nintendo system you're playing. Whether you're looking for a world-spanning epic, The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, the pick-up-and-play puzzle fun of Tetris Axis, or the mind-bending adventure of Professor Layton and The Last Spectre, we've got you covered. All right, so the limited edition gold controller bundle for The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword will be offered at a suggested retail price of just a mere $69.99. Ouch. The game will also be sold separately at a suggested retail price of $49.99, though the gold controller will only be available as part of the special bundle. As an additional 25th anniversary treat for fans who purchased the game early, every copy in the initial production, whether sold by itself or as part of the limited edition bundle, will come with a free CD featuring select... you know what? Y'all already said that. Nice try. Alright, so the original portable Tetris game was a smash hit on the Game Boy system. The new Tetris Axis game lets players use the magic of the Nintendo 3DS system to jump into the action in 3D without the need for special glasses. Alright, so I'm not for sure about Tetris with 3D, but okay. So up to 8 players can compete. I took a pill and now I'm going to be crazy. Can compete in wireless multiplayer battles even if only one player has a game card. Tetris Axis also makes use of the augmented reality and spot pass features for Nintendo 3DS. Tetris Axis is a part of a stirring fall lineup for Nintendo 3DS that also includes Pokemon Rumble Blast, Super Mario 3D Land, and Mario Kart 7. Right, so Professor Layton and the Last Spectre from the Nintendo DS family of systems is the fourth installment in that Professor Layton puzzle adventure series. It begins a new trilogy that is a prequel to the original games, set 3 years before the events in Professor Layton and the Curious Village. The game contains more puzzles than any of the series to date. As a North American exclusive to the overall Professor Layton and Last Spectre package, a bonus role-playing game called Professor Layton's London Life, containing more than 100 hours of additional content, will be available to players from the start of the game. All right, so that's about it. They do want to remind us that the 3DS has more parental controls. It lets adults manage the content their children can access. But in the end, what it comes down to is you knowing what your children are playing and paying attention.
And I'm going to have to ask you from now on not to take the energy pill before you get on the air.
I know, right? Because all of a sudden it's like kicked in. And I'm like, wait!
Because you started off all nice and calm. And then towards the end of the story, it was hard to keep up.
Yeah. I know. I shouldn't have taken it. D4 thermal shock. Whee! All right, so.
All right. I actually have a story that's super important to me, and it's a for a good cause. So listen up, gamers. Listen up, people.
What if we don't want to?
All right, here's what's happening. Castle Crashers Pink Knight downloads benefit Keep a Breast Foundation. And for those of you who are giggling at the word breast, let me go ahead and tell you. Keep a Breast Foundation is actually for breast cancer, which is a super important cause. Okay, because I had an aunt that died of breast cancer, so this means a lot to me. So listen up, people. Snow White says listen up. Okay?
All right.
A new report from the Behemoth Development blog brings news of a new title update for Castle Crashers on Xbox Live Arcade, along with some great news for the Keep Abreast Foundation. First, the Behemoth is offering the Pink Knight DLC. For those of you that don't know, DLC means downloadable content.
Mm-hmm.
For Xbox Live Arcade for free, and for every time it is downloaded, the developer will give $1 to the Keep Abreast Foundation until it hits the 50,000 download mark. So that is $50,000 for those of you who don't know math. Just saying. The title update supports that fine endeavor along with a new blacksmith pack for 160 Microsoft points. Besides the new character sporting his miniature antlered frogs as weapons, the deal
should... antlered frogs.
Yes.
All right.
I'm okay just for that. The DLC offers two new avatar awards, which is the Cardinal Animal Orb and the Knight Helmet, and a team versus team feature for the player match arena and a main menu news ticker. The title update also offers a fix for the level 256 cheat, the data copy glitch, the sandworm experience glitch, a fix for the Wedding Crashers progression save bug, smoother alien hominid splash magic when traveling over water, and various fixes and tweaks. You really need to check this out. It's on Xbox Live Arcade, and it's called Castle Crashers. Blah, blah, blah. Called Castle Crashers. Up to 50,000 download, they'll donate $1 per download. So it's $50,000 for Keep Abreast Foundation. So check that out, peoples.
That is awesome. That is actually very awesome.
It really is. I mean, any game company that does something like that is mm-hmm. kudos.
Yes.
Snow White seal of approval. I'll stamp it on your forehead. There you go. All right.
Well, since we're talking about good things, savvy surfers to share computer skills. As part of the biggest single day of volunteering, teenagers and computer enthusiasts are being encouraged to spend time with people who have never accessed the internet to combat isolation and loneliness. We try again. Apparently, I cannot talk. Savvy surfers to share computer skills. All right. I got that part. As part of the biggest single day of volunteering, teenagers and computer enthusiasts are being encouraged to spend time with people who have never accessed the internet. Oh, my God. I can't believe there are people that like that. To combat isolation and loneliness for CSV, Make a Difference Day on Saturday, the 29th of October, 2011. There are 9 million people in the UK who have never used the internet.
Wow.
That is a lot of people. Most are people aged 65 or over, and others are from society disadvantaged backgrounds. A powerful way to tackle loneliness and isolation is for people who are already internet savvy to teach others about Facebook, Skype, emailing, blogs, and community forums, to enable them to make new friends and meet new people. Oh, I like this initiative.
That's a really good thing right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Research shows a third of people live on their own, and 1 million people who are over 65 are lonely and cut off from their community. Most British residents wouldn't recognize their next-door neighbor if they passed them on the street, and 70% don't know their names. All right, I'll admit, I don't know my neighbor's names.
I don't know mine either, although we just moved, so.
I've been here for years. Get to know your neighbors and inspire them about the internet by finding out the latest news and sports on online news, watch funny videos for free on YouTube, discover local health centers and information on NHS choices, and search the seven wonders of the world on Google Earth. Make a Difference Day has teamed up with the Go On Given Hour campaign, which is encouraging the UK public to become digital champions by making a pledge to transform someone's life by showing them all the wonderful things about the internet. Make a Difference Day is giving away a free how-to guide with top tips to help someone benefit from being online. Each year, tens of thousands of people take part in the campaign to benefit the community. The nation plants thousands of flowers in community gardens, cemeteries, and school playgrounds, helps out in local charity shops, knits hats and gloves for premature babies, and visits the lonely people in nursing homes, homeless shelters, and hospitals, to give a few examples.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. They go on to say other free how-to guides include how to make a chocolatey difference in an exclusive chocolate fridge cake recipe by Chef Sam Stern, how to volunteer to combat loneliness, how to knit an animal blanket because pets get lonely too.
Aw, that's so cute.
How to write a difference for very sick children in hospitals. How to combat community isolation. All right, so CSV Make a Difference Day is on Saturday, the 29th of October, 2011, with activities taking place a week either side. Project organizers can register their event on the CSV Make a Difference Day website to encourage more people to attend and claim their free action pack, which includes certificates, stickers, T-shirts, how-to guides, and a handbook which contains advice, case studies, hints, and tips to help plan and carry out an activity. All right, so to register your event or find out more information, you can visit csv.org.uk/difference. There is a phone, but I'm not going to give it to you because y'all are trolls. If y'all want to look it up, you can go to the website and check it out.
Did you just call people trolls?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You know they are. I love
they
you,
really
Twitter
are.
People.
Yeah, they
I love
are.
You in Twitter land, but some of y'all, no.
Some of y'all be trolling. Okay.
If you want the number, yeah, go over to csv.org.uk and find it.
And I want to say real quick that it's very admirable that they have a date set for people to do all this good stuff, mm-hmm. but volunteering and doing good things for your neighbors is not just a 1 week or 2 week or 3 week thing out of the year. It should be done all year long.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
Whatever skills you learn to put on this event that you're going to put on, utilize it. It's a big word, y'all. Utilize it for the rest of the year. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. Help people out. All right. And to break this trend of good stuff.
Oh, great. We're getting into some naughty stuff?
It's not naughty. But I got to tell you, Corey's not going to be happy.
Uh-oh.
Mass
I didn't
Effect
do it.
3 peeps. I didn't do it either, dude. Don't cut me. Mass Effect 3 peeps. Part 3. Of Mass Effect 3, that's why it's called Mass Effect 3, but anyway, Mass Effect 3 is officially the end of Commander Shepard. Dun, dun, dun!
That's not good.
No, not good at all. Hate mail coming. BioWare CEO Dr. Ray Mazuka told PC Gamer, Mass Effect 3 is simultaneously a couple of different things, a thrilling and epic conclusion to the trilogy, as we promised our fans we'd provide for Commander Shepard, but it's also a brand new beginning, it's an entry point for new fans, and it's also a brand new beginning. Okay, he just repeated himself. But similarly, my producer Michael Gamble said, after this, Commander Shepard's story is complete. And when he was asked for a definitive answer, someone asked, even if there are more games in this Mass Effect universe, he/she definitely won't be in them. Producer Michael Gamble said, correct. So for all of you Mass Effect 3 peeps who love them some Commander Shepard, yeah, there won't be any more Commander Shepard.
Oh no, there's gonna be some upset people about that.
And the release date for this is March 6, 2012 for the U.S. and for Japan, Q1 2012, whatever it is. I don't know. But anyway, so Mass Effect 3 peeps, no more Commander Shepard as of March 6, 2012.
Y'all are, that's not going to go over well.
No, make your peace, peeps. No more. No more.
Sorry, I had to mute myself while I was coughing.
That's all right.
Apparently, I don't want lungs anymore.
Who needs new things?
I know, right? Oh, this weather's killing me. Okay, if you head over to Gamenatrix right now, you can check out what I'm about to be reading. New screenshots of The Testament of Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes is on the case and has a new lead, which reveals more details about his upcoming adventure. 5 new screenshots have been released today of Sherlock Holmes' latest investigation. The Testament of Sherlock Holmes, specially developed for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC, follow the famous detective who has just found new leads that are certain to surprise. This will not be an easy task for Sherlock. For
really?
Sherlock. All right. Not be an easy task for Sherlock and Watson as dangerous criminals still roam free in London. Today's 5 images illustrate the capabilities of the new graphic engine, which is beautiful, by the way, developed for the game, lush, immersive, and captivating environments, which will serve as Sherlock Holmes' playground during his crime scene investigation. This is a very tricky case he is getting into, as Sherlock is confronted by dangerous criminals as well as Scotland Yard. However, this will not stop the famous detective determined to shine light upon this shady case. The Testament of Sherlock Holmes will be available on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC in late 2011. All right, so what do we know? Sherlock Holmes causes a stir. For over 10 years, millions of players have donned the hat and magnifying glass of the world's greatest detective in a dozen games for PC and handheld systems. This year, Sherlock Holmes makes a triumphant return in his very first adventure specially designed for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 game consoles. All the mystery and intrigue will also be available on PC. All right, so it's 1898, London. All the evidence of police investigation points at Sherlock Holmes as the main suspect in a case involving theft, fraud, and double-crossing. Unable to prove his own innocence, Holmes is rapidly losing London's trust as doubt spreads through the city like wildfire. Even Dr. Watson's faith in his friend begins to waver as the famous detective flees Scotland Yard and raises further suspicion. Prowling around at night, destruction of evidence, would Holmes go so far as to commit murder?
No way. Not Sherlock Holmes.
He might be evil.
He is not. He's awesome. I mean, haven't you seen Robert Downey Jr. playing? He's awesome.
I was busy just staring at him when he was playing.
Right. Sure, it was fighting state. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, so mainstay genre of console games, The New Adventure of Sherlock Holmes is playable with a gamepad and a third-person view, with controls thought and specially developed with consoles in mind. The new game engine was also specially built to display complex scenes and high-resolution textures. The game features lush, captivating environments and truly raises the bar for console adventure games. The complex and decidedly mature storyline surrounds a particularly tricky investigation. I swear I'm not still drunk. In which each and every puzzle will challenge both inside and away.
Did you just say still drunk? All right.
I swear I'm not still. Okay, so as Sherlock Holmes, you will use the detective's full repertoire, handle and inspect clues, reenact crimes, and use the game's new deduction system to draw your own conclusions. Choose your questioning approach to catch characters off guard and gather valuable information. Players are facing an open investigation and must decide which leads to follow and which to ignore. You are Sherlock Holmes. This is your investigation. Live a thrilling adventure and foil an incredible conspiracy on the Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, fall of 2011. All right. Awesome. More
right.
Sherlock Holmes? Yay!
Now.
Now.
Woo! All right. Anyway, I don't know what all that was, but all you MMO fans, listen up. Well, there is another new MMO coming out. It is called The Secret World, and the beta registration is going to begin. Yay! Okay. The Secret World's April 2012 release date draws near every day. but some lucky individuals won't necessarily have to wait months to play Funcom's Supernatural MMO. They'll be able to play the beta, helping Funcom polish the secret world and hopefully avoid many of the issues that plagued Age of Conan, and they had a lot of issues. You can put yourself in the running to be one of those lucky people right now because today, which was actually yesterday, marks the opening of the beta registration process. You can register at the Secret World homepage, which is going to be easy to find. Just pop open Google. Pop open Google, type in the Secret World MMO. You'll pop up the homepage real easy. Registering also lets you participate in The Secret War, an interactive online experience that is intended to introduce you to the MMO's three factions prior to the game's launch. So, for those of you who want to help Funcom polish up their new MMO, The Secret World, check out their homepage, sign up. Hopefully I'll be in there because, you know, I'm an MMO freak. So.
Yes. Yeah, boy. That sounds awesome. I love me some MMOs.
Me too, dude. It's like my favorite type of game right there.
There's not really anything else at the moment that I'm really all that excited about, but that one sounds kind of cool.
You know, not me either. I'm playing SWG just because it's Star Wars Galaxies because it's about to end, so I figure why not. Messing around in Rift and a little bit of WoW.
Yeah, I've been back in WoW with the level 20 free.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me what server you're on so I can...
I'm over on Misha.
Misha? I might have to make a character there. Okay, go ahead. Alliance or Horde?
Horde, of course.
That's right, baby. All right. With Horde. Okay.
Horde. Why would you go Alliance?
Oops, Alliance. Okay.
Exactly. I'm not some noob. All right. yeah. All my Alliance friends, I just called y'all noobs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to get some mail. Irate messages. Okay. I'm going to get some irate messages.
You certainly are. I'm going to sit back and watch it come.
Bring it. All right, so The Sims Medieval Pirates and Noble Lands. Now available for purchase, a new adventure pack for The Sims Medieval brings epic story, treasure hunting, birds, and more.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, because it's got birds.
Woo!
Gather your doubloons. The EA Play label of Electronic Arts announced today that The Sims Medieval Pirates and Nobles is now available across Europe. The Sims Medieval Pirates and Nobles is an adventure pack to The Sims Medieval, a new series that places the popular simulated characters for The Sims into the Middle Ages and lets players create heroes, adventure on quests, and control a kingdom. The adventure pack includes a new storyline, additional quests, and one new kingdom ambition for players to embark on in their medieval kingdom. All right, who is this? Scott Evans, general manager of The Sims Studio, says, "We set out to take advantage of the great quest feature of the base game, and the new Sims Medieval Pirates and Nobles tells an epic story complete with adventure, drama, romance, a royal wedding, a courtroom scene, and more."
Hot.
It's the kind of storytelling that you won't see in any other Sims game. On top of that, we added some great new features, including treasure hunting, interrogation, pet parrots, and falcons. That's kind of cool. Players can unleash their inner swashbuckling pirate or regal noble by creating a new hero sim or customizing their existing medieval sim with new clothing and accessories. They begin the epic adventure by choosing a side, pirate or noble, and then the adventure is up to them or how it plays out. I swear I cannot talk after I take this. They can battle an enemy in a sword fight or explore the exciting new gameplay feature of treasure hunting. Players will have to find hidden objects and search for desirable rewards that will benefit their Sims quests. Additionally, players embark on exhilarating quests such as finding the Fountain of Youth, protecting the kingdom from an evil sorcerer, or engaging in a forbidden love affair. All right, there you go. Once the story is finished, they can replay the story, choosing different quests, and see what ending they'll get the next time around.
That's awesome.
New to the adventure pack, The Sims Medieval Pirates and Nobles brings birds in a variety of colors and species into the medieval world as lovable or not-so-lovable sidekicks. Players can own a falcon or parrot that they can use to hunt, train, feed, or even send on missions. If one finds that they are unhappy with a rival, parrots can also be sent down to do some dirty work and attack the Sims for them. That's awesome. Another useful gameplay feature is the interrogation chair.
Ooh.
Players who Where if you're looking for information out of a fellow sim, will find the new item quite useful. The interrogation chair can be used to persuade their enemies to spill their deepest secrets and help players move forward in their quest and kingdom ambition.
That's hot.
Uh-huh. With the sim's medieval pirates and nobles, the new adventures to explore are endless. All right, so I've got some screenshots over on GameAndMatrix.com already.
Hot.
Yeah, they are gorgeous. And, yeah, I can just totally see sending a parrot to rough somebody up.
It'd be like, you know, Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Just in a miniature level. Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry. That'd be awesome.
Now, you know how we were talking about World of Warcraft, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know how people have said that World of Warcraft has reached its peak and it's going to slowly die off, right?
Yes.
Not so, says Blizzard.
Blizzard, y'all are confused if you
well,
know what's going to happen.
Let me tell you. Back in 2010, World of Warcraft hit a high of 12 million subscribers, but the company's most recent stats show that the game has since lost 600,000 gamers, and that ain't no small number, let me tell you. With so many free-to-play games on the rise, some have wondered if WoW's best days are behind it, but Blizzard begs to differ. Blizzard's VP of International, Michael Ryder, said the newly raised free-to-play limit and global expansion leaves lots of opportunities for growth. He says, "There's a lot of great things happening with Warcraft. We are launching in Brazil this year, and we have great expectations for that. The numbers you might be looking at from the end of last quarter, that was before Cataclysm launched in China. That is a big part of our business going forward. He also added, "We also changed the trial mechanism for World of Warcraft, so people trying it can now play in an unlimited way up to level 20. In the past, it was time-based. Our data shows when people get to level 20, they're more likely to stay on as they have got over that initial learning curve. That will help us build and sustain our player base." I hate to tell you, Mr. Ryder, but the learning curve in WoW is not that steep.
No, it's not. You get in, you mash buttons. Ta-da!
Yeah, it ain't that hard.
No. Okay?
Not that hard. But he might have a point, though, because if the numbers did come before Cataclysm launched in China, if that's what the numbers were, he might be right. He might have gotten some more subscribers, but I do know that in the U.S. it has dropped a lot.
Yes, it has. And
definitely.
Yes, they killed it. It's
they
so
totally
easy.
Did.
You can literally, I've watched, there's a video out there, and this was back before they even nuked it further. You could sit there and bang your head on the keyboard and still win.
Exactly. It's not hard at all.
No, it's not. And, yeah, that makes me not even want to play anymore hardly.
I mean, the game, I got something in my throat, but the Wizard 101 game, the one that I mess around with from time to time,
mm-hmm.
that's created specifically for kids,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's harder than WoW.
Yes, you actually have to plan out your attacks on that one.
You do. You have to, like, think about what card you're going to use. Okay, well, if I use this card now, I won't have it later kind of thing. But in WoW, you just hit buttons. Whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. all right, so... I'm sorry, I'm still mourning my WoW. I remember when it actually used to be good.
It used to be so much fun.
Yes. I know. I do miss my Hunter, though. I'm half tempted to open up my account just to play her. Immortal King closed beta date announced. Get your key now. Greek mythology MMORTS ready
Ooh,
for
what?
Testing.
What?
MMORTS, Greek mythology, ready for testing on September 7th. InGames has revealed the closed beta date for the brand new Greek mythology-inspired MMORTS Immortal King starting on September 7th, 2011. There are various ways to claim your beta key in advance. Ever want to become a legendary figure in Greek mythology? Reckon you can make, you can build, that. Reckon, what the hell is going on? My bad. Not that word. Reckon you can build a massive army and gallop across the battlefield to victory? Then mark September 7th in your diary because Immortal King InGames' anticipated new MMORTS is finally launching its closed beta.
I want to play!
I know, right? Immortal King plunges you into a world steeped in Greek mythology, challenging you to command a powerful army of troops, govern an empire, become a legendary figure, and even conquer the infamous Greek gods themselves. A limited number of beta keys will be made available on September 1st through September 6th, which can be claimed through one of the following methods. Right, so the Immortal King website survey. The official Immortal King website is launching on September 1st. Once live, there will be a special closed beta survey that you can complete to be entered into a giveaway. All right, so if you want to do that, you can head over to the official Immortal King website, which is ik.game321.com. By the way, this is up on Gaminatrix already. Update MSN and win a key. You could win a closed beta key just by updating your MSN signature. Simply add Immortal Space King at live.cn to your friends list and update your signature to something Immortal King related. InGames will be keeping an eye on all signatures from September 1st through September 6th and will randomly pick winners in time for the closed beta launch. All right, share a game and win a key. You can win a key by helping InGames spread the word of Immortal King's upcoming release. All you need to do is mention and link to Immortal King on a popular website of your choice. When you are ready, take a screenshot and post it on the official Immortal King forum, along with a link to the website you used to mention Immortal King. Oh, great! You're encouraging people to spam. That's nice! Yeah. All right, last one is there's a couple more. Get creative. From September 1st through September 6th, the Immortal King forums will have a specific thread where you can create your best Immortal King-related sentences. The sentence can be absolutely anything Immortal King-related, and the best entrants will receive a key to play the closed beta. The sentences must include Immortal King to be eligible for a key. For example, I want to play Immortal King because I love Greek mythology.
Yeah, dude. I do too.
Reply and win. There will be a special forum threads on the official Immortal King website from September 1st through the September 6th. Simply reply and get active in these threads, and you could be rewarded with a beta key to play the game when it's released. But there is a twist. Your total post count must be a multiple of 3 in order to win. Make sure you keep a careful eye on your activity and don't accidentally finish on an incorrect number. Right. So win a key on major gaming sites. InGames has partnered with many major MMO gaming sites, not ours, to give away a limited number of closed beta keys. We should remedy this.
Hint, hint, give us some keys to give away, guys.
Yes. Keep an eye on the likes of ONRPG, MMORPG, MMO Hut, MMO Hut, MMO Life, and BBG site from September 1st through September 6th, where you can enter into a draw to win a key. All right, so again, the Immortal King for beta is launching on September 7th. Immortal King will be available through the popular Games 321 portal, where you can play multiple titles such as Pocky Ninja, which everybody loves, Navy Force, and Immortal King with a single account. I know everybody loves Pocky Ninja. Pocky Ninja is flipping hilarious.
I actually haven't played that, to be honest.
Haven't played it. I've looked at all the screenshots, and I love all the crazy press releases that they send out. Those people are nuts. There was one, I don't even think it was technically about anything that was going on in the game, but they did little paper cutouts and then had like pictures of the little Pocky Ninja paper cutouts attacking people in the office.
That's awesome.
I laughed hard.
I think that'd be fun.
Yes.
All right, so talk about something else that's kind of funny. Walmart. That's right, guys. You're being talked about again by us. Ha ha.
Walmart people, y'all are evil.
Man, we totally bust them all the time. But this time,
it has nothing to do with us. They fix their stuff.
Right? This was all them. So apparently, Walmart Xbox 360, or Walmart made a mistake with Xbox 360. Okay?
Walmart made a mistake?
No, shocking, right? So they sent out a flyer. They sent out a Walmart flyer showing that the Xbox 360 4GB Kinect bundle had a price tag of $249, which was $50 off of the current price. They said it was a typo, according to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The circular pegged that sale for the week of August 28th. While Walmart claimed the price cut was an error, the retailer said that it would honor the price anyway until Monday, September 5th, or while supplies last. It will not, however, except rain checks for the console at that price. Last week, Microsoft responded to the sale with the following statement. Walmart made an independent decision to implement this temporary price cut. We've made no announcements about price drops and do not discuss our pricing plans in advance. Xbox is the number one selling console in the U.S. for 13 of the past 14 months and is showing record growth. With an incredible lineup of games and entertainment, we're expecting the biggest year in Xbox history as a best-selling console worldwide. Some had speculated that the price cut was somehow in response to Sony cutting $50 off its PS3 console. It turns out that it was simply a printing error. So basically, Microsoft put SmackDown on Walmart and said, "Too bad, so sad, you're going to eat the difference."
Wow. So, you know what, Walmart, that's what you get.
That's right. And for all of you who want a nice new Xbox 360, go check out Walmart. They have quote, sale going on, you know what I'm saying? So go check it out.
If mine weren't still, yeah, mine's not quite a year old, I don't think.
Mine works great. We've had it a while. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Gears of War 3 limited edition controller at Gaming Zap. Unique and limited edition Xbox 360 controller with free downloadable content. Online game site Gaming Zap has just announced the launch of the limited edition Gears of War 3 controller. Currently, GamingZap.com is the only place in the UK that you can order the officially licensed Microsoft and Epic Games controller. The controller features the famous bleed-out symbol of Gears of War and comes with free downloadable content that allows you to download unique weapon skins on the game, making you really stand out from other players. Other than having the striking Gears of War design, the controller also possesses a unique transforming D-pad that makes switching weapons that little bit easier, giving you the edge of your opponent just when you need it, who will most likely be using the standard Xbox 360 controller. Hey, don't you be ragging on my standard controller. This truly is a must-have for any Gears of War fan, especially those that are eagerly anticipating the launch of Gears of War 3 game. Why not have the controller ready to go with the game? Gaming Zap are taking orders, pre-orders on it from now, and are expecting the item in stock within the next 2 weeks. All right, people, when you write this, y'all kill me. Just to let you know. Gaming Zap is a specialist gaming accessories online retailer that offers same-day dispatch for all items ordered before 6 p.m. and have next-day delivery available. All right.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I have that, like, a tickle in my throat.
I've been dying from that all day.
Right? And anyway, okay. So, Borderlands and Modern Warfare 3 are supporting Steamworks.
Steamworks!
Yay! Valve Software announced today that Activision's next Call of Duty game will use Steamworks. On a related note, over the weekend at PAX in Seattle, boo, PAX! Boo!
Boo, I wish I were there, though.
I do, too. Where was I? Oh, on a related note, over the weekend at PAX in Seattle, Gearbox Software's Randy Pitchford revealed that the PC version of its role-playing game shooter, Borderlands, would add Steamworks support with a new update. The PC version of Modern Warfare 3 will be powered with Steamworks for both the digital and retail versions of the game. It will support offline play, auto-updating, achievements, and dedicated servers at launch. Naturally, Steamworks adds a DRM layer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pre-purchase reservations for Modern Warfare 3 are now available via Steam. Is Blaster listening?
Probably.
Okay. So Steam, that's like his keyword, Steam. What? Which is something that Battlefield 3's creators will not be able to boast about. Gearbox Software revealed that a patch for the PC version of Borderlands will be released on September 9th. The patch adds support for Steamworks, cloud saving, and will help Gearbox test experimental technology that it plans to include in future titles such as Borderlands 2. Basically, the new technology will send data back to the developer, such as what guns and environments are the most popular. So, Borderlands, all you Borderlands fans, Modern Warfare 3 fans, you're going to start supporting Steamworks and Steam. So, hey, go for it.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
That was Blaster's story right there. I had Blaster written all over it. Okay.
I'm sad about this next one. I'm actually going to pull this one from GamePolitics.com, and I'm doing it because it's Texas.
All right.
No. Wanted, Lubbock thieves steal $13,000 in video game merchandise.
Oh.
Not
painful.
Good. Mm-hmm. Law enforcement in Lubbock, Texas are on a manhunt for three suspects that they claim have stolen more than $13,000 in video game hardware from local Walmart stores. The suspects allegedly stole Nintendo DS and DSi handheld games from the two local Walmarts, one at 1911 Marsha Sharp Freeway and another at 6315 82nd Street. The suspects are described as a white male or Hispanic male, a Hispanic male and a white or Hispanic woman. They were last seen driving away from the scene in a black SUV, possibly a Chevrolet Trailblazer or Jeep Cherokee. How they could possibly steal that much merchandise without hijacking several trucks is beyond my comprehension, says the writer. But police aren't revealing details of the crime at this time. Naturally, Lubbock police are looking for anyone with information about the crime to call the local crime line at 741-1000, submit tips online at lubbockpolice.com, or text a tip to 274637-CRIMES. All right. For text, include the keyword LBK tips at the beginning of the message, followed by a space. All tips remain anonymous. 13,000. How did they steal $13,000 in handhelds and games?
They stuffed it down their pants. I'm not kidding. I've heard of people doing that.
How big were their pants to steal $13,000?
Have you seen some of the pants people wear?
I guess. Wow. That's just nuts.
Right. I'm going to have to ask you not to do that anymore, okay? All right, Metal Gear fans. Yeah. Metal Gear is going social. It's going social at the Tokyo Game Show. In a press conference last week, Konami announced that its theme for this year's Tokyo Game Show is Share Your Experience. And its subsidiary, Kojima Productions, has certainly jumped right onto the social media bandwagon to promote its Tokyo Game Show plans. The studio has launched a Tokyo Game Show Facebook page to complement its official TGS website and put out a call for fans to tweet in their memories of their favorite Metal Gear scenes and lines. The best tweets addressed to #BestMG will be compiled and presented during an onstage presentation so that fans can share and relive all those nostalgic moments.
Aww.
During the stage show, Kojima Productions will also be showing off its three major upcoming projects: Metal Gear Solid HD Edition, Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D, and Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker HD Edition. Playable demos of each game will be available, and in case the games themselves weren't enough incentive, fans who brave the queues to check them out will be rewarded for their dedication with one of a series of limited edition handheld fans. That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
September in Eastern Japan tends to be pretty hot and sticky, so these are sure to come in handy for keeping cool as well as signaling your devotion to Metal Gear across the show floor. That's awesome. I kind of want one. I don't even play Metal Gear, and I want one. Konami's Tokyo Game Show Facebook page can be found, obviously, on Facebook. It includes videos and screenshots of many of the other titles that you can look forward to hearing more of at Tokyo Game Show. That sounds kind of cool to me.
That does sound kind of cool.
I mean, that's a novel idea to have fans tweet in their special experiences with Metal Gear and then actually reading them on stage. That'd be awesome if you tweeted one in and had them read it. That would be cool to me.
Yes.
Or maybe I'm just, you know, funny.
No, I'm sorry. I was having people on Twitter telling me to tell Corey to rest and get to feeling better.
Aww.
So, Corey, if you're listening, people out there say they love you, and you'd better get to feeling better. They miss you. And, yes, I saw your tweet. I know you're listening, and I am behaving somehow. All right. So, Petroglyph taps Live Gamer to drive virtual economy in Rise of Immortals. Live Gamer, the world's first combined digital commerce and advertising platform for the interactive entertainment industry, announced today that it will power the virtual economy in Rise of Immortals, the new multiplayer online battle arena MOBA game from Petroglyph. Petroglyph has broken new ground in the MOBA genre with free-to-play Rise of Immortals and has introduced unique socialization features like a social hub where players can show off their enhanced Immortals, a chat system, leaderboards and friends list, an innovative character progression system, persistent level progression, and skill trees, as well as cooperative player versus environment mode. Without the upfront cost of a typical MOBA game, virtual goods and microtransactions lets players engage and advance within Rise of Immortals at their own price point and pace, offering an experience that truly stands apart from any MOBA titles on the market. Petroglyph has integrated the Live Gamer Elements platform into Rise of Immortals to drive the game's virtual economy. As a complete monetization engine, Live Gamer Elements includes virtual and digital goods catalog management, earned and bought currency support, item storefronts and merchandising, as well as deep analytics and international payment gateways. Petroglyph has built quite a bit of innovation into Rise of Immortals, bringing players features and gameplay that are new to the MOBA genre. This is coming from Andrew Schneider, president and co-founder of Live Gamer. He says, "We're excited to be working with them to power some of these new features and wish them the best of luck with the release." Steve Weatherill, producer of Petroglyph Games, says, "Live Gamer's Elements technology allowed us to quickly develop microtransaction inventory, catalog, and price management systems for Rise of Immortals. Elements proved to be a great match for our requirements, enabling us to focus our development efforts on our game and at the same time shortening our time to market." Awesome. So way to go. I hope that works out for y'all.
Yeah, I do too.
we like new games.
We do. I love me some new games. In fact, I was a little distracted because I'm trying to sign up for one of the betas.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Okay, so it's about that time, actually, for us to take our intermission. Is there anything you wanted to say real quick before we did?
Come back. We've got more news on the other side.
There you go.
Ooh, I've got scrolls versus scrolls stuff.
We are back. Once again, you were listening to Gamer Girls Radio. We just had our intermission, and now we are back with the news. I think it's my turn,
back. Yeah.
They're back. Creepiest movie ever.
I know, which is why I totally had to go there.
I know, and you totally pissed me out. I'd appreciate that. I'm going to have nightmares tonight, and I'm going to blame on you.
No nightmares. No nightmares.
All right, so for those of you who play MMOs, a particular MMO or a particular company has some weird ideas of where to put ads in their game to make money.
Uh-oh.
Artix experiments with death ads in MMOs. Yeah.
Death ads?
Listen up. MMO developer Artix has been experimenting with ads that players only see when they die in the online game Adventure Quest Worlds. The practice is getting some interesting reactions from players, according to CEO Adam Bone, who spoke at length with A-List Daily in a recent interview. The ads are what are commonly called house ads, or ads promoting the company's own products and services, such as other game titles and the company's store. He says, "We took on the idea of the death ads. We started it with just our stuff, and we have a lot of stuff to promote. We run 6 of our own games and have Hero Mart with plenty of cheeky products to sell, and we have mini games on our site." Mini as in small games, not many. Mini games. "We recently released a card game at Toys R Us, and this holiday season we're releasing 2 expansions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to release a Death Adds card in one of the expansions. It's a trap card that can send an armor or pet to graveyard." He also continues, "When we released it, players laughed, and then they died, for those who died saw it and said, 'How come we see the ads if we pay?' I put in a toggle switch. It's not automatically turned off because some people were like, 'What if I want to see it?' Since players have to wait for a timer to run out, serving up an ad is a smart way to take advantage of captive audience, particularly when a game is free to play." There was another game, Shadowbane, that tried it, and it didn't really work out very well for them. So hopefully No.
You're going to hold me hostage when I'm already upset that I died.
Right? That's to me, that's a bad idea. Because when I'm dead, normally I'm a little irritated and annoyed. Because I'm like, oh, I died. Oh. And then to have an ad pop up.
Yeah, not cool, dude. Not cool.
So hopefully this doesn't turn around and bite him in the butt later on.
Yeah, let's hope.
And I'm totally, like, censoring myself today.
I'm trying. I'm sorry, Corey. All right. I'm going to pull a story from GamePolitics.com this morning. Yeah. Mojang sticking with Scrolls name despite Bethesda legal threats. That's awesome. Minecraft creator Marcus Notch Person spent the weekend at the Penny Arcade Expo, PAX, in Seattle, showing off new features in the latest Minecraft update, 1.8, and the first official trailer for its upcoming game, Scrolls. While there, he answered some questions about his pending lawsuit with Bethesda over the Scrolls game name. Bethesda alleges that the name Scrolls infringes on their trademark for The Elder Scrolls. When asked if he had any backup names for Scrolls in the event that he lost the legal fight with Bethesda, Person joked, someone suggested rolled up parchments. Oh, my God. No, we don't have any backup names, and we won't even consider backup names for now. Person also revealed new details about Scrolls, a trading card game that will be released on multiple platforms and will be playable via the web. When asked how much it costs, the person said that they don't plan on charging a lot of money because they want to keep it as cheap as possible. Right. There is a whole video, which you can watch the Q&A session over at GamePolitics.com. And there's also a trailer. So GamePolitics.com, go check that out. Oh, my God.
Penny Arcade actually did a comic on that.
Yes, I saw that, actually.
Yeah. Gabe was writing for it, and Tycho was like, maybe I have that confused. I always get him confused, but the sane one was writing for the game, and then the crazy one was like, well, what if you have to change the word Scrolls? So it was really funny. You have to check it out. So check out Penny Arcade. They did a comic on that. It was funny. Okay. Dream Build Play, XNA winners announced. And I cannot pronounce this guy's name, so we're just going to call him G. Martin. What's up, G? G. Martin's puzzle platform game, Blocks That Matter, has been honored with a grand prize of $40,000 in Microsoft's annual Dream Build Play XNA Game Development Competition. Congratulations, Mr. Martin. Astronautical Solar 2 won first prize and $20,000, followed by the action-adventure title TIC Part 1, which won a lovely $10,000 second prize, and rhythm game RPG sequence winning $5,000 for third prize. Honorable mention awards were given to Alien Jelly for production quality, The Bridge for innovation, and Ninja Crash for fun factor. The winning titles were selected from a pool of 21 semifinalists and judged on fun factor, innovation, and production quality. Luckily, all semifinalists are eligible to be considered for Xbox Live Arcade publishing contracts. That's pretty awesome. You can find out more about all the games by visiting www.dreambuildplay.com. That's Dream Build Play, all one word, no periods or anything between them. So www.dreambuildplay.com. Check it out. Support these up-and-coming game developers. That's really awesome. Congratulations, everyone.
Yes,
so cool.
Yes, that is pretty awesome. All right, Labor Day weekend means free play. Traditionally regarded as the last days of summer, Labor Day weekend marks the time of year for many people to stow away not only their whites, but also their running shoes and all ambition of a healthy lifestyle. True story. The internet. The International Institute of Physical Well-being would like to point out that even though the weather might be turning, there are many ways to remain fit and healthy through fall and winter. Specifically, we would recommend video gaming, which is known to sharpen reflexes, build muscle tone, and invigorate the mind. In fact, some studies have shown that as little as 15 minutes of gaming to have equal health benefits to a 4-mile power walk and a wheatgrass smoothie.
What?
I know, right? In the interest of public health, the good people at PolarBit have generously agreed to offer a limited time discount on their smash hit Reckless Getaway on iTunes App Store, slashing the price by over 60% in all regions from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, September 2nd, until 9 a.m. September 6th. All right. This represents an unprecedented opportunity to pick up this truly extraordinary game at practically no cost at all. There's simply no longer any excuse not to stay healthy. You know what, guys? I'm going to say that your statistics you're given here are totally fake. The reckless mode. We want to shed some light over some of the most important rules of the Mayhem game mode to make you understand why you scored the way you did. Most rules apply to regular getaway mode, too. The Mayhem game mode is about reaction and execution, not so much about memorization of the tracks. When getting comfortable with the Mayhem game mode mechanics, you shouldn't have too much problem scoring decent on a new track. All right, so I'm not going to read you all these rules. I was hoping that this was actually going to talk about the game, but it's not. All right, so if you want to check this out, it is called, what was this called? Reckless Getaway, and it's on the iTunes App Store right now. And it looks like they're not actually giving me a price, so I don't know how much it is. But if you want to check it out, go over there and do that.
You're tripping me out, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, see, yeah, I was totally expecting it to, like, go into what the game was about, but they're talking about rules instead, and it's like, you know what, don't get me wrong, I care about your rules, but I'd more rather know what the game's about. But your interesting health facts, those are, I wish those were true.
Yeah, I do too, I really do. I mean, that would be fabulous, but I don't think that's true.
Yeah, 15 minutes of gaming to have equal health benefits to a 4-mile power walk and a wheatgrass smoothie. You liars!
Maybe it was supposed to be like tongue-in-cheek, kind of funny.
Yeah, maybe, but
I hope so, because otherwise, y'all, I don't even know. Don't get your health advice from them, okay?
No, not so much.
All right, so all you Wii fans, there's a new platformer coming exclusively to Wii this October.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
What do we got?
A new action platformer, care of Atari, yay Atari, is headed exclusively to Wii. The Core Gang, which is developed by Pixonauts, will be released on October 4th. The Core Gang follows the adventures of Pixie, which is an acrobatic thrill seeker who craves excitement, Mad Boy, who is who has a big heart and even bigger fists, and Rex, which is a tiny and fast chihuahua with a big bark that is so cute. Okay. I went girly for a minute. When Manhattan is attacked by the evil subterranean Crank Brothers and their crank tank, it is up to these three to step up and save the world. All this with the help of the Core Suit, which is developed by Dr. Samuelson. It is robotic armor, which greatly enhances the wearer's natural abilities. And to see screenshots of this, you can check out the Core Gang image gallery. No doubt you could look it up on Google, open it up, type in the Core Gang screenshots, and I got to tell you, it is adorable. And Core is spelled K-O-R-E, so the Core Gang. The game looks adorable, and it's going to be on Wii October 4th. Check it out.
That sounds like it.
Sounds adorable to me. Sounds so much fun.
It does. It does. All right, so we've got just a couple of minutes here left. Yeah. Let me see. Do I have a short one?
I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, just need a short little bitty one. Which, okay, here we go. Oh, good Lord. GNGWC 2011 final in Europe to select 10 finalists for the World Championship. The first regional match of Game and Game World Championship 2011 held for supporting promotion for Korean online games started in GamesCon 2011 Hall in Cologne, Germany on August 18th. And the match played with three games like Shot Online on Onnet, Ace Online by Masongsoft, and War Rock of Dream Execution Technology. 60 players who've gone through online preliminaries, which started from this June, fought fiercely to get tickets to Korea. Shot Online, a realistic golf game, chose players playing in the tournament from 18 players participated from Germany, y'all are going to have to bear with me. This is not good. All right, participated from German, French, and Spanish servers. Tetru 2, who ranked number one, made it to the final with overwhelming performance and also predominant during the final match. Oh, good Lord. Translation. Besides H. Hall Mini, Corvette Pro, who made it to the final in 10-16, and Archie 123, who won in a consolation match, got qualifications for finals, which is going to be held in Korea in November. All right. So 10 players who got tickets to the final European region will have cutthroat competition once again against winners from each region over world champion in Busan, Korea in November. Meanwhile, in GNGWC 2011 final for European region held in Gamescom 2011 Hall, which is the biggest game exhibition in Europe. Numerous visitors showed high interest in Korean online games. Also, diversified events prepared by the game developers also received positive attentions from visitors. All right, so anyways, looks like there's going to be some kind of crazy world championship game. It was badly translated. I'm giving up. but it is over on GameAndAtrix.com if you'd like to go over there and read it. And, yeah, I apologize. Like I said, it's they tried. They really did. But badly translated.
And that signals the end of our show. Tune in tomorrow for some more news with hopefully Ginger and Corey if Corey's feeling better. If not, then I might be here again. You guys, Snow White.
I like it when you come visit me.
Hey, so you can also check out Thursday's show. Starts at 10 Eastern Standard Time. Is that right?
Uh-huh, 9 Central.
Okay, 10 Eastern Standard Time, 9 Central. Check us out Thursday. That's when the gloves come off. Also look at www.gamingatrix.com. Check out the news stories on there.
We're over on Facebook.
Over on Facebook. Dude, we're everywhere. So just
we're on Twitter. We're Second Life.
There's
wow.
Nice. You can find us
everywhere.
Favorite us on Facebook. If you like us, and if you don't, it'll.
Yep.
Did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you had been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. You'll make the music sad. That's what I'm counting on.
Later, boys and girls.